Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The White House is delivering a stark warning about severe consequences a potential default would have on the country. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports talks between administration and congressional negotiators picked back up again today after hitting a snag yesterday.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre struck an urgent tone, warning that too much is at stake for lawmakers to allow the U.S. to default on its debt.
A default would have catastrophic impacts in every single part of this country, whether you're in a red state or in a blue state.
Republicans are refusing to accept a deal unless it results in the government spending less money than it did in the last fiscal year. Democrats, including President Biden, argue that the GOP demand to cut spending is unreasonable. Without an agreement, the U.S. could default on its debt by as early as June 1st. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Big wheel, keep on turning.
Dubbed the Queen of Rock and Roll, Tina Turner has died. Turner took her Motown sensibility on stage with artists ranging from Rod Stewart to the Rolling Stones. She first teamed with husband Ike Turner in a turbulent and abusive relationship, one that produced a string of hit records, including Proud Mary. After divorcing Ike in the late 70s, she had more hit records like What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner was well known for her trademark wigs and dance moves. Turner's manager confirming her death following a long illness at her home near Zurich, Switzerland. Tina Turner was 83 years old. The White House says it's looking into reports of U.S. equipment being used by pro-Ukrainian fighters on a cross-border raid in Russia. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the U.S. has insisted Kyiv not use American weapons to strike inside Russian territory.
Russia is accusing the West of growing involvement in the conflict after reports that U.S.-made vehicles were being used in an attack on the Russian territory of Belgorod. White House spokesman John Kirby says Washington has been consistent with its message to Ukraine about the use of U.S. equipment in the war and that they were looking into the reports.
We've been pretty darn clear that we don't support the use of U.S.-made equipment used for attacks inside Russia. And that's we've been clear about that with the Ukrainians.
U.S. officials have been very careful not to make moves they feel could escalate the conflict. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, the White House.
It's been a year since the massacre at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, that claimed the lives of 19 students and two teachers. And many parents and family members of those killed are still waiting for answers. President Biden remarks at the White House noted the horror of the day. Questions remain about why it took more than an hour for armed police to confront and kill the shooter. Stocks fell on Wall Street, the Dow down 255 points. This is NPR. Powerful Typhoon Mawar is hitting the U.S. Pacific territory of Guam, the storm making landfall as a Category 4 storm with winds gusting to about 140 miles an hour. It's the strongest typhoon to hit the U.S. territory, home to about 150,000 people since 2002. The slow-moving storm is expected to intensify through Friday. Video posted on social media shows fallen trees, flipped vehicles, and solar panels flying through the air. Meanwhile, the storm will move west, possibly posing a threat of wind and rain to Taiwan and even southern Japan. The Texas State Senate has given preliminary approval to a bill that would make illegal voting a felony. Andrew Snyder with Houston Public Media reports the move comes less than 2 years after the state lowered the penalty for the crime.
House Bill 1243 would make voting illegally a second-degree felony on par with manslaughter and attempted murder. The bill passed well after 1 a.m. on a party-line vote in the Republican-led chamber. It now goes back to the Republican-dominated House for that chamber to consider whether to approve the Senate amendments. Illegal voting was previously a felony for nearly 50 years in Texas. It became a misdemeanor in 2021 as part of another bill. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
That daily multivitamin many of us take may do more than just boost your immune system. That's according to a new study. Researchers tracked more than 3,500 people over the age of 60, finding those who took a daily vitamin supplement did better on tests of memory after a year compared to those who took a placebo. Still, researchers acknowledge more work needs to be done. They say it does not change recommendations on the use of daily supplements. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.